production of Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
This week on the Paracast, Chris O'Brien has decided to take a few holiday days off. Now, we don't give him paid vacations here, but we decided that he's done such a great job in the forums, on the show, he's got us some wonderful guests, and he deserves at least one weekend off. Instead, I'm going to have a guest on this evening who's one of my closest friends on this planet and in other planets. And he's also somebody I've known for several decades. I've probably known Alan Greenfield as long as anyone, except for Geneva Hagen and except for Jim Moseley. Perhaps we all got acquainted that same year. What an interesting year that was. And shortly thereafter, I became acquainted with Tim Beckley. So it was quite a variety of stuff. But we go back to look at the rather extensive studies in which Alan Greenfield is engaged, and we start with our interest in the UFO field. And if you haven't heard Alan before, I think it's important that we mention this famous little get-together we had. This was when we were teenagers, and Alan would come from Atlanta to New York City, and instead of going outside and getting completely bombed or loaded, and we were too young for that, I think. We're probably 16 or 17 at the time, Alan.
Yeah, I think I was, first time I did the New Year's Eve, but I was 15, thereabouts.
Okay. The point being here is that we just hung out, and we decided to talk about flying saucers. And I recall this particular occasion, you had a copy of a book with you called The Incomplete Enchanter, kind of a fantasy story. It was about somebody who goes into another reality where the laws of magic take precedence. Am I correct?
Yep, you are indeed. That's a book that, actually, I've still got that original copy from the 50s, you know, a 50-cent paperback. But, yep, that was the premise, that it was fiction. And, in fact, the authors, L. Sprague de Camp and Fletcher Pratt, felt the need to put in a little quotation saying, "We speak of things that, of course, do not exist, and you shouldn't regard them as existing," which I thought was suspiciously overstating it at the time. But that was very influential for me. The later The Complete Enchanter, which is all of the Harold Chase stories, is something I continue to recommend to people. It's fun, and it also produces some really, really great ideas. And in my youth, that was like one of the first exposures I had to any kind of alternate worlds theory. So, of course, I wanted to pass it along to my friends so they could be equally warped as I am.
So you see how it came to be. Now, coincidentally, during the time that Alan and I were friendly at that point, I had a small UFO magazine. I probably gather he did as well. But later on, my first wife, Geneva, and I founded something called Caveat Emptor, which was a magazine where we took an alternate viewpoint about everything. We kind of decided to get rid of the conventional wisdoms. And so we had an article from Alan where he talks about the theory that we devised on this New Year's Eve so long ago, and it was called the alternate reality theory of UFOs. Would you explain further?
Yeah, it actually was a real game changer for me. When I got actively involved in ufology, my first exposure was to NICAP, the National Investigations Committee on Aerial Phenomena, that was very much government-oriented and some suspected government-generated. They were on at 1536 Connecticut Avenue near DuPont Circle, where Klaatu met his end in the day the Earth.
Explain that to everybody. This is peculiar here. Now, there's a scene in The Day the Earth Stood Still, the original. We're not talking about the remake with Keanu Reeves, which was awful. The original.
Well, I don't think it was awful, but it was not up to the original. I will agree with that.
Let's just say mediocre. Okay.
Okay.
So we have Michael Rennie as Klaatu being pursued by the authorities, and he's shot down near DuPont Circle in Washington, D.C. This particular location was probably yards away from where NICAP had its headquarters.
Yeah, he was shot down at DuPont Circle in Connecticut Avenue, which is 1 minute away from NICAP headquarters. Of course, NICAP didn't exist at the time the movie was made. I think it was a 1951 or 52 movie.
51.
When I had originally seen the movie, my mother was a tremendous movie buff, and she went to the movies every day. And my father, not that much of a movie buff, he was like me, an agoraphobe, but he went to see that apparently in D.C. and was so impressed with the documentary flavor of it, which loses a little bit now when one sees it because documentary formats have changed and the personalities on TV changed. But they had Drew Pearson and the other radio TV personalities of that transitional period actually appearing in the movie in there as themselves. And anyway,
getting scale, no doubt.
Well, who knows? Drew Pearson, I don't know, probably didn't work for scale. But in any case, so my mother took me to see it, and in her fashion, she never looked at the time movie started. She just walked in and sat down whenever it was. So it was about halfway through the movie that I got in there, but the first time that I saw it. And by the time it got around to Patricia Neal being carried by Gort, the huge and rather phallic robot, I made my mother leave the theater. I was scared to death. So that was my first exposure. But there is a scene before that where Michael Rennie and Patricia Neal are, as their characters, are riding in a taxi to try to get to the landed UFO in Washington, and he says he's got to escape, and if he doesn't make it, to go tell Gort the famous line, Klaatu, Barada, Nikto, which she has some trouble doing when she gets to see Gort. But in any case, he gets out of the cab, but there are cops and National Guardsmen and other people chasing him. So it's right at the corner, and they make a point of it saying it in the movie, at the corner of DuPont Circle and Connecticut Avenue. And sure enough, he gets out and is shot down right there and in effect dies, although he's later brought back to life by the robot. But in any case, when we went to NICAP's office years later, actually, your friend Marty Salkin and I were detained by the police at 6 o'clock in the morning at that same corner many years later when we were in Washington to give NICAP a hard time or whatever we were there for.
What's interesting here is the day before, Marty Salkind, you, and there was one other person with us, right?
I'm trying to think.
Was Rick Hilberg with us?
I'm trying to think. Yeah, I think so, yes. No, it wasn't Rick. But it was Dale Rettig. No, it was not Dale.
Okay. Well, it doesn't matter. Marty Salkind, by the way, we grew out of touch a couple of years later. I have no idea what happened to him. I haven't seen him. Maybe he was taken aboard a UFO. The day before, we had a fairly pleasant visit with Major Kehoe, the director of NICAP, at a restaurant or something in Luray, Virginia, near the Luray Caverns. And there's no truth to the rumor that Major Kehoe lived in the Luray Caverns.
No, but he lived near them, and he was very pleasant to us and treated us with considerable respect. And we were – oh, it was Rick Hilberg, I remember, because Rick is and was, as far as I know, a big pro-military person. So he was very, very respectful of a retired Marine Corps officer, although Major Kehoe's retirement was – under less than optimal circumstances.
You know, I want to ask you that, but we have to do 11 more segments of the show before we get to it. All right? So let's make a cliffhanger of this. What about the departure of Major Kehoe from the Marines, which occurred, I think, in the 1920s? I mean, we're talking about the 1960s when this occurred. But Major Kehoe, that was it. He was a U.S. Marine Corps major retired. We have Alan Greenfield, my old and dear friend, and an expert on UFOs and the occult. A lot more to come on the PowerCast.
Don't Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-877-804-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-877-804-MY-TV right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to 4 rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HD TV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part, the pristine digital picture and sound. Call 1-877-804-MY-TV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-877-804-MY-TV. 1-877-804-MY-TV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-877-804-MY-TV. 1-877-804-MY-TV.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made, AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
On the Paracast, with Gene Steinberg, Chris O'Brien is taking the night off. Alan Greenfield joins us, and he mentioned very briefly in the first segment that Major Kehoe's departure from the Marine Corps was not on the best of terms, maybe?
Well, you know, he did continue to use the title USMC RET, United States Marine Corps retired. And for a middle echelon officer who had was not even serving during World War II, although he did write a relatively prophetic book about World War II before the war started called M-Day. That was unusual. I mean, he wasn't an admiral or a senior officer. But I do not know this for an absolute fact, but I've heard consistently over the years that he left the Marine Corps, I believe it was in the 1930s, on a Section 8. Now, Section 8 isn't like for poor folks like me getting an apartment for a really, 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 really low price. It meant that you had emotional problems making you unfit for continued service. So as far as I know, it's an honorable discharge, but it's one under circumstances of mental duress. He nevertheless did hold on, obviously, to his classmates at the Naval Academy, and he was an Annapolis graduate because when he took over NICAP, which may or may not have been a hostile takeover in 1957, 58, whenever, shortly after it was formed by Townsend Brown, he brought in all of these fairly heavy hitter ex-military people that had been classmates at the Naval Academy, including Rear Admiral Hillenkoetter, who, interestingly enough, was the retired first director of what became the CIA, which, by the way, later, actually before that, before he was on the board of NICAP, the CIA had decided to disrupt domestic ufology, civilian investigation, as it might interfere with national security. So NICAP is a story unto itself. It doesn't necessarily have anything to do with I believe there's a current organization that has some loose-knit continuity with, there's a gap of many years with that NICAP. But the Major Kehoe Richard Hall NICAP was definitely an organization that had far too many ties to the military and indeed kind of sort of encouraged that identification. I mean, they had an address on Connecticut Avenue in D.C. They had a very official sounding name, had very official looking letterhead and all of these titled military people on their board. Of course, their main focus was on ending government censorship of UFOs, which redirected, I almost said misdirected, but that might do.
Okay, we'll go with the redirected or misdirected. But I guess this would be, on the surface, people on the inside or used to be on the inside trying to, from the outside, get the authorities to change their ways.
Their perceived ways, yeah. The perceived secrecy and the perceived negative attitude towards the UFO phenomenon. Actually, I think they exaggerated that a lot. I've been prone to say for many years, meaning no arrogance at all, but perhaps some criticism of such military projects as there have been to look into UFOs. I know far about more about UFOs, and so do you, and so do a lot of your listeners, than the Air Force ever knew. And it's a mistake to think that this was a high-level project. For one brief moment, it was turned over to a University of Colorado under Dr. Condon, who also had a very strange history. But nevertheless, for the most part, it was an office with three people in it that would, you know, take down UFO reports and occasionally send somebody out to investigate something on a very cursory level. I believe they knew nothing. They had a lot of raw reports, but no more than these days you can get on the internet.
Would you regard it maybe as a public relations operation then?
Trying
to satisfy the populace, say, hey, look, we're investigating these things. We're taking it seriously, except maybe for Captain Edward Ruppelt, because he seemed to have taken it seriously until he wrote a revision to his book, The Report on Unidentified Flying Objects, where he said, no, I don't believe it.
Well, he was separated from the project for several years when he wrote his revised version, and he died young, shortly thereafter. So we really don't know the story on those last three chapters. They're totally at variance with the earlier version of the report on UFOs, which is a good book, and I think one of the first good books on the subject. The last three chapters are short. They're a quick debunk, and they're based on very faulty information. A key host said that he had been pressured, and that had caused his death. But there's no way for me to know one way or the other on that, except that I rather doubt that. I think that it was just an afterthought, and maybe he had gotten a lot of laughter from his fellow retired officers and decided to simply take sides on it. The original conclusion was only time will tell. And, of course, in a certain sense, that's still true. But I don't think it gives you a little insight into what the Air Force was doing, and it wasn't very much. They investigated cases that made headlines, and the cases that made headlines are not always the ones that are the most interesting or the most evidential, The Blue Book files, which it's not too much trouble to get into, are just report files. Most private UFO investigators, even if they're not group affiliated, have a filing cabinet full or a few megabytes or perhaps a gigabyte or two of information on UFOs that probably exceeds any of that the Air Force developed in the however long it was from Project Grudge to the end of Blue Book. And as for a secret project after Blue Book, not in the Air Force. It doesn't exist, hasn't existed.
Well, let's look back at our theorizing, because we're kind of framing the UFO field. The conventional wisdom is that if UFOs were real, they were then we used the term interplanetary because we thought in terms of planetary systems within our own solar system. Now, of course, when we think of UFOs from space, it's Tau Ceti, it's wherever. It's not the star system. Okay, so we looked at that, and then you look at this book, and it all came together. No, maybe UFOs are from another place, but that place may be very close to us, sort of.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, when I look back on that period, and I would say I was pro-ETH, extraterrestrial hypothesis, until around 1965 or 66, when I asked myself an obvious question, which is, why?
We'll answer why after Do the Break with Alan Greenfield on the Paracast.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, neighbors. Meetings are an essential part of any business. You know, making presentations to clients, collaborating with your colleagues. Well, make them as simple as possible to run and organize. Use GoToMeeting by Citrix, the easiest, most reliable online meeting service. With GoToMeeting, you can schedule an online meeting in seconds. Attendees can join with just a click from anywhere. Meeting materials are viewed on everyone's screen, making collaboration seamless. GoToMeeting is so easy to use for you and everyone joining your meeting. Plus, with GoToMeeting, hold as many meetings as you can. For one flat rate, you have phone conferencing and voice over IP are included. You know, my listeners can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days, a month of unlimited online meetings free. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click on the Try It Free button, and enter the promo code PODCAST. That's GoToMeeting.com, promo code PODCAST.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. BensDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator freezer or a 22-cubic-foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. BensDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out BensDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click BensDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on BensDiscountSupply.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Hi, this is Don Ecker, and you are tuned in to the Paracast. Let me tell you what, you're going to hear stuff here that you probably won't hear anywhere else. Hear that, George Snorri?
We have Alan Greenfield joining us. Chris O'Brien is taking the night off for the holidays, and we hope he has a pleasant evening. We're talking to Alan Greenfield, someone I've known for a number of years, a very close friend, and we're talking about our past and how it relates to the UFO field. And I think it's good to bring this up, Alan, because of the fact that today most people who study UFOs are still living with that 50s mentality. They're from outer space. The government has a secret. Let's go on with your theorizing.
Well, can I comment on that first? I think that that
sure.
is true. And I think that that is misdirection in the sense that it may even be intentional misdirection from who or what, I think is a more complex question, because no UFO has ever been seen to go from one planet to another. In fact, we have the only UFOs on Mars, which was the original presumptive origin of UFOs, are our own probes on Mars, which are finding very interesting information. And you mentioned in the last segment in passing Tau Ceti. Well, that's a relatively close star as these things go, not a billion light years away. I think it's, 9, 10 light years, as something that is beyond our technology today, but perhaps with one or two technological breakthroughs would not be beyond our technology. They've just discovered an Earth-like planet with somewhat more mass than the Earth, but plausibly a place of origin for the of life as we know it. I'm a bit troubled by the life as we know it turn of phrase, too. There's probably a lot of life as we don't know it. But in any case,
well, they're trying to make it easy here.
Okay,
so life as we know it, and it's 12 light years away to be precise. But, you know, when it's 10 light years, a couple of light years extra, doesn't matter.
No, and if the universe is as some some theoreticians would have it, it might not make any difference if it was 10 light years or 10 million light years. It depends on the way space-time is actually constructed and how it can or cannot be worked with. But the point is, UFOs consistently throughout the history of UFOs have been closely associated with the Earth. They've either been seen, them and their alleged inhabitants or their beings associated with them, such as the Men in Black, the little, almost never green men, the little hairy people, whatever, any of these grays, of reptilians, they're always seen on the Earth or just above the Earth. So why, I ask myself, would we leap to the conclusion that they come from somewhere else in space? Why not somewhere else in A, time, or B, dimensionality? And part of that was formed by the aforementioned book, the Incomplete Enchanter, written for fun but postulating the existence of alternate realities. At the time, the idea was possible within certain aspects of theoretical physics, also in terms of certain mathematical theories that had existed for a very long time, even predating theoretical physics. Witness Edwin Abbott's famous book, Flatland, which, by the way, you can get for free in a PDF format on the Internet from many different sources. And that goes back to the 1890s, I believe, but certainly somewhere right around then, long before relativity or theoretical physics as we now know it, indicating that, anyway, there are increasing indications that such realities actually exist. And by the time we were doing our get-togethers, I didn't have any of the materials that we could now bring forward in support of that sort of idea of an alternate reality, such as the M-brain version of that's B-R-A-N-E, not the Living Brain, 1956. But as in a membrane, M-brain, that is that the universe consists, well, omniverse consists of many different membranes that intersect and intertwine and maybe no more than, space probably has no meaning, but let's just say a silly millimeter apart, and each one, the rules of physics are different, and in each one there may be a consistent internal set of rules of physics, or chaos may rule. There's no way of knowing without going there, and you may have dinosaurs walking through your room right now. In fact, there are noted physicists like Michio Kaku who say, yeah, you do, but under ordinary circumstances, we are unaware of that. The Incomplete Enchanter was a fictional method for transporting oneself from one to the other. And I introduced you to the book and any number of our friends of that period, David Halpern, Tim Beckley, and the usual gang of idiots, as we say. Some took to it right away. Some took to their own version, the late Jim Moseley, God rest his soul, whether he believed or not. And he had his own version called the 3.5D theory, which, like anything from Jim, had a sort of amusing meaning as well as a serious meaning. But essentially the notion that there may be something about UFOs and adjacent paranormal phenomena that pop in and out of our reality and may also be an explanation for why a lot of abductees never come back. We do have an enormous number of people who simply disappear over the years, and that seems to be either ignored or taken for granted, but maybe they walk into otherwhere. There are cases of people who have been seen to, you know.
Well, the other question would be then, what about people who walk from there to here.
Well, that seems to happen also. There are people who come with no memory, and they are people. That's significant, too. I suppose throughout history, and if any of this theorizing is correct, it wouldn't be new. It would be something that has always been true. We may have wandered here as a type of being from one of these other dimensions and interbred with primitive but compatible beings of the same general sort because they come from an adjacent reality and become who we are, which would explain the disappearance of some of the alternatives that have been pondered a lot. Did we kill off the Neanderthals, or did we interbreed with them, or did they die out? Or what about the Cro-Magnon, who seemed to have had larger brain pans than the Homo sapiens, why they didn't become the dominants? Maybe there was some sort of interbreeding. I think there's always been interaction, but it's perceived as religious miracles and psychic phenomena. And indeed, those terms would be as good as any other, but I'm trying to look at what kind of underlying hyper-science might be involved. And here we might be dealing with not one, but an infinite number of alternate realities, some of which, by the way, contain our own duplicates. And
okay, and that's even an interesting story in itself. It's bred some fascinating science fiction, you know, where you meet up with your alternate. Even in the TV series Fringe, you had two different versions of just about every character, or though some survived in one reality, but not in another. We're talking about realities, other realities, with Alan Greenfield. You're in the PowerCast.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-877-804-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-877-804-MYTV right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to 4 rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HDTV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part, the pristine digital picture and sound. Call 1-877-804-MYTV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-877-804-MYTV. 1-877-804-MYTV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-877-804-MYTV. 1-877-804-MYTV.
Attention, this is an announcement for our listeners who drive gasoline vehicles. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that there is now an automotive accessory that exceeds its own fuel-saving claims. Consumer Protection has confirmed that most gasoline vehicles will get 22% more miles per gallon with an accessory called Platinum 22. To find out if Platinum 22 will give your vehicle 22% more miles per gallon, you should call 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me correctly. 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that the Platinum 22 accessory will deliver 22% more miles per gallon to most gasoline vehicles. You should pick up the phone and call 1-800-LESS-GAS to find out if it will help your vehicle. That's 1-800-LESS-GAS. 1-800-LESS-GAS. 22% more miles per gallon. 1-800-LESS-GAS.
HempUSA.org has a newly designed website. and a new and improved detoxification product. Order our new Microplant Powder Gold loaded with vitamins, minerals, iodine, and probiotics. And we'll send you our travel-size Microplant Powder absolutely free. Microplant Powder only at hempusa.org. Call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you only at hempusa.org. Only this offer ends January 31st.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
This is Kurt Seven, the author of UFO Mysteries, and you're listening to the Paracast.
We have Alan Greenfield joining us in the Paracast this week. Chris O'Brien's taking the night off, and we're focusing on an alternative viewpoint, alternate reality theory for UFOs and other phenomena. And we were talking here about the possibility that in this other reality or in other realities, there's another Alan Greenfield. There's another Gene Steinberg. Heaven forbid. There's another Chris O'Brien. There's maybe a Jim Moseley who's still alive.
Oh, yeah. That's the notion is in M-brain theory, and again, that's capital M for people who want to look it up on the internet, with a dash and B-R-A-N-E. Start with the Wikipedia article if you don't, you know, if you don't follow theoretical physics, and it pretty well explains it, and just do whatever level of follow through you care to. Some people are now saying that some of the experiments being done at the CERN atom smasher, or whatever they're calling it these days, with the expense involved in Switzerland, throws off the supersymmetry idea, which goes back to square one and kind of kills all variations of string theory, including M-brain theory. However, I've looked at that, and I think that all it means is there's yet another piece to a very, very complex puzzle that, like UFOs, we may come to an understanding of what we can understand and what we can't understand, but we may never come to a resolution. It just isn't like the Big Bang and the question of what was it like a second before the Big Bang. It's a non-question, and we may just have to reconcile our curious ape minds to that. After all, we just stepped out of the trees in terms of geological time and biological time, for that matter, a few seconds ago. And the notion that we comprehend or are capable of comprehending everything about the nature of reality is the Greeks would call it hubris. And I think that's as good a term as any.
Now, at the same time, while we were talking about alternate realities, John Keel was talking about ultra-terrestrials. But they weren't necessarily beings from another reality, were they?
I thought he was talking about pretty much the same thing, yes. My opinion, first of all, the late Jim Moseley was so anxious to introduce me to this guy. Jim and I spent the great expense of long distance in those days, but in those days we were both well-to-do, or to put it more candidly, my father was well-to-do, and I was living at home, and Jim was well-to-do.
He was well-to-do by virtue of a trust fund from his mom.
Well, the point being that I thought he was fabulously wealthy at the time, and I think he thought I was fabulously wealthy. As it turned out, we both started out our adult lives with about the same amount of money in trust funds, you know, and I ran out at 40 and had to work warehouse work and other better things than that, but he didn't quite outlive his wealth, which was something he was afraid of doing. That had a lot to do with his many grandchildren, which he was very conscientious about, given that they had dropped into existence here, there, and otherwise. But I think this probably, we'll do the bad Jim Mosley thing a year from now, okay?
I don't want to badger Jim Mosley. He meant too much to me. But, you know, I'll criticize him because I think, you know, sometimes he did some really foolish things, but we all did.
There are all kinds of interesting and funny Jim Mosley stories. It's probably too soon to tell because they're fairly intimate. But all the people involved are dead, so it's okay to.
I'm back to John Keel and Jim Mosley and you.
Yeah. Mosley took to talking for hours on end about how perceptive this guy was. At the time, I didn't know him from a sack of salt, but he mentioned a book that he'd written. Some people say Keel had no sense of humor. He had written a book about the Batman craze, which you and I were deeply involved in. In fact, we spent all night at a theater watching a 1940s Batman serial one night, I remember, in the... do you recall that?
Yes, I do, and I thought how bad they were. Then, when they had the TV show with Adam West and Burt Ward, at the end of each episode, you and I would call each other and talk about it.
Yeah, well, exactly. So,
I mean, we had no sense, folks, at all.
Well, I'm rather fond of the Republic era. You have to dumb down for it. I would call it popcorn movies, not, you know.
But, I love movie serials, but some were done so badly. They had a couple on Superman, and in both cases, there were no flying scenes. They simply used a cartoon. They were that cheap. And then you had 1941, and that was another movie we saw the entire movie. I don't know if you were with me or some other people. Captain Marvel, where they had some pretty decent flying scenes, and probably until the 70s with Superman the movie, Captain Marvel was probably the best superhero movie.
Well, I think they were aimed at 8-year-olds, and I watched some of those on TV when I was 8 years old, and they were inspiring for an 8-year-old, you know. And you get older, what was it that Jules Pfeiffer said about comic books spoiled by growing up? But in any case, let me get back to so I'm getting interested in this guy, Keel, and Jim tells me that he's doing an autograph party for his book on Batman, which is a comic satire. I've never seen the book, but I did look him up, and he had written one of those men's magazine type adventure books with an occult twist called Jadu, which is coming out again, by the way. I am informed by Nick Redfern just today, which is, I'm sure, quasi-fictional, but also probably involves some of his traveling around the world. Anyway, I did want to meet this guy. And one New Year's, Jim conned into coming over to my hotel room at the Hilton, which overlooked Times Square, so I didn't have to go down and mingle with the masses to watch the ball come down. And
mingling with the masses is a no-no.
Yeah, well, I don't know. It probably would have been a bit more fun if I'd done mingling, but that was the way I thought back then. In any case, we had very good times, and there was one year where we went out. But anyway, I'll get to that in a moment. Major thing is Keel impressed the bejesus out of me. I mean, he had this voice, and he sounded like, no matter what he said, I'll never forget the line where he said, and this was in a speech that he gave here in Atlanta for the local UFO group, which I was a macher in. Macher is Chinese for important poison. in any case, he said, At the UN, the lights went out, and at the same time, a phone booth in Virginia blew up. And the way Keel would say that, you would go, oh, yeah. Well, what has one got to do with the other? Keel could make anything sound mysterious. I talked to Alan Greenfield, and he was impressed. Well, he was right, but he started to use this term, which he wrote this great big book, which wound up being four different books because the publisher just wouldn't do this huge 1,000-page Operation Trojan Horse, so it wound up being three more books in that cycle, and he threw in the Mothman cycle as a separate thing, which turned out to be his most lucrative and best-known, if not best, work. But he used the term ultra-terrestrial as opposed to extraterrestrial, and I had extensive discussions with him and correspondence with him, and as far as I can tell, he was talking about the same thing that Valet meant by Magonia. By ultra-terrestrial, he meant, and by alternate realities, I mean, you mean, Jim Moseley used the term 3.5D. It just sort of reflects our diversity as not being conformist or knee-jerk followers of anything. Basically, we're talking about a universe which consists of more than one static reality that moves from past to present to future. There is the 11 other parallel worlds in M-brain theory, and there's also a variation of that, which is that there are an infinite number of worlds depending on each decision that each consciousness makes. Consciousness being the basis of reality, changes things. In other words, I've been married four times.
And, you know, that's a good place to leave this, because I don't know if I should envy you or pity you.
Pity me.
Okay, Alan Greenfield joining me. You're in the Paracast.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula three times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.